Hello, gorgeous. No, I mean it. How can your skin still look this good after all these years? You're glowing, baby. You are, how you say, stunning. So what if you're still single at your age? Could it be my personality? No, of course not. You are diligent and charming, hilarious and humble. Nothing is wrong with you. Something is wrong with everyone else. Okay, yeah, I thought so. All right, tell time.
Careful. You didn't even try to break your fall. Do you have no sense of self-preservation?
Of course I do. I was preserving my dignity. You caught me. I caught my towel.
Oh. We live together, Janine. This is hardly the first time I've seen you in a towel.
Maybe, but never this close. And never with all this shower steam. Never with your hands on me. What I'm saying is let go of me.
Right, yes, of course.
What the hell is wrong with me? Stop beating so fast or I will attack you before you ever get enough red meat to attack me. So you finally snapped!
Ellie's here.
Yeah, thanks for the heads up. What are you doing? You know what? Forget it. I don't know why I even asked. Just once, you could lead with, hello. Hello. Why are you in my room?
I was looking for shea butter for my raggedy elbows, but then I saw your closet and I thought, I might do a little shopping.
Out. And leave the jumpsuit.
Come on, Jeannie. Have a heart. Oh, and speaking of hearts, what was that talking to you were giving yourself?
Nothing. Leo just startled me, that's all.
And he made your heart race!
Because he scared me. Oh, just get out of here so I can change. Leave the jumpsuit. I'm gonna wear it today.
You're a monster!
Love you too.
From Atypical Artists and Octavia Bray, you're listening to Life with Leo. This is episode 9, Life with Feelings.
Today's a code day?
Yep. We're getting really close. I can feel it. I also feel an emptiness in my stomach.
Omelets are on their way.
Oh, sorry.
No, you were here first.
I'm just gonna...
Let me get you a mug. Pardon my reach. Busy day?
Still a lot of work to do on the Lane Robotics Factory droid case.
Don't work too hard. Even brilliant lawyers should take a break now and then.
I'm not brilliant.
You are. You know you are.
Stop.
You stop. Here's your mug.
What's going on with you?
Nothing. I need coffee. I'm getting coffee.
If she doesn't get coffee, watch out. I've been going into sleep mode to avoid her wrath.
No, you have not.
I haven't, but I might.
Don't you dare.
Janine, I need to talk to you in the living room, away from here.
But my coffee.
I'll make it for you.
Thanks, Leo. You know how I like it.
I bet he does.
Hot and sweet. You got it.
Janine, living room now.
Ow, when did you get so strong?
When you started keeping secrets from me. You and Leo? When did that happen?
It isn't happening. Not until the compelling code is gone. This is old news, Ellie.
Well, there are some updates coming hot off the presses. Keyword, hot. I let the naked hallway collision slide.
I wasn't naked.
But what I witnessed in that kitchen was so sickening, it probably violated a dozen health codes.
Translation.
Translate yourself. Why was your heart racing after you bumped into Leo in the hallway?
Because he scared me.
Why did you blush when he called you brilliant? Something you do already know to be true.
Was I really blushing?
We're black, Jeannie. It's hard to tell for sure, but you gave off a blushing vibe.
I mean...
And then Leo made a joke, and the two of you started laughing like hyenas for longer than it deserved. The silent H in his name doesn't stand for hilarious.
You're right. I was giggling.
And then... As we left the kitchen, Leo volunteered to make your coffee. You said he knows how you like it, and then he said...
Hot and sweet. Oh no, we were flirting.
Little Miss, not until we find the code, was flirting, and that's not all.
No.
Say it, Jeannie. You've got to get it out.
I like Leo.
What was that? Speak up.
I can't speak up. He might hear me. Oh, this is horrible.
Yeah, you like someone who likes you back. High school Jeannie is going to reach for it in time to strangle you.
What do I do?
I would say, enjoy it, girl, but I know you won't listen to me.
You're right. I need to get out of here. Work, my happy place.
Everything about this conversation is so sad.
Let me just grab my coffee. No, I'll drink the gross work coffee.
What do you want me to tell Leo?
I don't know. Tell him I died.
Jeannie! Coward.
Incoming call from Leo Hart.
Decline again.
As you wish, Janine.
Ugh.
He was not good enough for you anyway.
He's too good. That's the problem. Did they push out a new patch for you? You seem a little opinionated.
Don't push. There is more than enough for everyone.
What is he doing here?
Would you like me to call security to escort him from the premises?
What? No, I can do it. Don't think I don't notice how weird you're being, roommate.
Notice acknowledged.
If I could have just one normal piece of technology, just one.
Oh, is that coffee?
Wait, is this decaf?
None of this is decaf. I wouldn't do that to you.
Marry me.
Do you have oat milk?
I know we're friends and all now. Don't think I'm not gonna give you shit for having your boyfriend pop in at the office. You think the partners will go for this?
He brought caffeine, so I'll let it go.
You speak for the partners now, Rosemary?
When have you ever heard them speak for themselves?
That may be the closest we ever get to acknowledgement that she's really running things around here.
I really ought to invest in more bribes. Anyway, thank your boyfriend for the coffee. I'm gonna go get ahead the old-fashioned way.
The aforementioned bribes.
Hard work.
Oh, you know those words?
You left without your coffee, and I know you hate the stuff here, so here you go. Hot and sweet.
Wow, thank you, but now I've got to get to business. Tons of lawyering to do, you know?
Right, of course. I'll see you back home for dinner?
Maybe. It might be a long one. Just eat without me, and I'll see you when I see you.
Okay.
Bye!
I know I talked about hard work earlier, but I'm over it. I want to go home.
I can't. I mean, we can't go home. We've made so much progress.
And we should reward ourselves with food and sleep and space from this office. Aren't you starving?
No. Don't listen to my stomach. She's a filthy liar.
You know, if you just wanted to spend after dark time with me...
I didn't.
There are other types of work I'm more than happy to put in.
Your boyfriend's back, and this time he brought cold, hard calories.
Just some pizza. Not homemade, I'm afraid, since someone has not approved my request to purchase a pizza oven.
We don't need a pizza oven.
Stop being selfish, Belle.
Yeah, if Leo's largesse is going to spill over onto us, we need a pizza oven.
I know you said it was going to be a late night, so I thought I'd bring dinner to you.
Thanks. You didn't have to.
I know. I wanted to.
Yeah, we're still here.
Seriously? Get a room, you two.
We don't need a room. You know what? I'm gonna go get some air.
Wow. When I wanted to get air earlier, you told me to take deeper breaths.
Wait for me.
Why, God?
Let's get air together.
You don't even need air.
No, but I like the together part.
Lord, give me strength. What cosmic joke is this?
It's okay. I'll hit the call button.
Yep.
The elevator has stopped with two passengers inside.
Well, what do you know?
We request immediate assistance.
You'll get assistance when you get it. It's my dinner break, and I can't miss the delivery guy.
Looks like it'll just be you and me for a while. We'll have to... Oh, hold on. You've got some sauce on your cheek. I've made better.
There's gourmet pizza in the 11th floor conference room. Save us in the next 10 minutes and it's all yours!
Be there in 5.
Michael really did not enjoy sharing that pizza.
He historically does not play well with others. Whoa! Where did this storm come from?
No rain was predicted. I would have brought an umbrella had I known.
It's fine. It's fine. We're just headed home. It'll be a quick 10-second run from the car to the front door. No, no, no! What is happening?
Pull over.
I'm pulling over! I don't suppose there's any chance you know anything about cars.
I'm not a mech unit like the Mike models, but I can take a look. I'm looking, but I don't see anything.
I called Ellie 15 times and she hasn't answered. Aggie hasn't either.
I left her with a big chunk of code when I brought you dinner. Their phones are probably off.
The fastest tow company said it would take 3 hours to get to us. 3 hours of sitting in a cold, damp car in soaked clothes.
Or we could just wait for them in that motel.
What motel?
That one, right over there.
I've never noticed that motel before.
They probably have warm rooms, and robes, maybe even a dryer.
You had me at warm. Let's go. You only have one room available.
That's right. Our sweetheart room, specially designed for young couples.
Hey, that's us.
No, it's not.
Middle-aged couples will still find it enjoyable.
What did you just call me?
What are the features of the room?
I don't care about features. I care that it has heat and clean bedding so that I can take a nap.
Not just clean bedding. Adorable bedding, tailor-made for the heart-shaped king-size bed.
There's only one bed.
Of course. What sweethearts would want to sleep apart from each other?
I...
But wait, there's more! It's a vibrating waterbed that syncs any movement to the specialty lights in the room. You know, so you can strobe in time with your...
Goodbye!
Where are you going? It's still raining.
Don't care! I'm gonna walk.
How pleasant to know that I am marrying the more intelligent Bell sister.
Don't be mean to a sick person.
I'm not being mean to a sick person. I'm being blunt to a stupid person. What possessed you to walk 3 miles in the pouring rain?
A vibrating waterbed.
You have one of those? You liar. This is regular old memory foam.
I was running away from a vibrating waterbed.
As I was saying, you're an idiot.
Go away and leave me to die.
As you wish. Good luck with this one.
Chicken noodle soup for the patient.
How dare you not also be bedridden?
I'm an android, Janine.
I'm sure there's a program for a sympathy cold. Cold code or something.
I'll get right on that after you finish the soup. Can you sit up?
You can give me the spoon. I'm not a baby.
Yes, ma'am.
And don't call me ma'am. Apparently I look middle-aged. Ugh, I need to revamp my skincare routine.
One issue at a time. First, why don't you tell me why you ran from the motel? And yeah. Don't say it was because of the vibrating waterbed.
Who knows how many diseases it harbors?
Tell me the truth.
Okay, sure. Right after I, use the bathroom. I'm just gonna pick up this tray. Pick up this ridiculously heavy soup tray. Okay. And swing my legs over the... Swing my legs. Oh, betrayed by my body yet again.
You can't run away this time. Is it me? Did I do something?
No, Leo, you're not the problem. You're never the problem.
You've been pushing me away since this morning. If you've decided you're no longer comfortable with our situation, I can leave. But, you know, just because I have feelings for you doesn't mean you have to feel the same way. I mean,
I like you.
You like me?
Yes.
You're running away from me because...
I like you.
Say it again.
I've already said it twice.
Say it a third time. I want to hear it again.
Don't look at me like that.
You're blushing.
I'm black. How would you even know?
Changes in your core temperature.
Quiet. I am desperate for you to stop making this so uncomfortable for me.
Why are you uncomfortable? You know what I feel for you.
I know what the code makes you feel for me. This is what I was trying to avoid. I didn't want to like you until I knew it was consensual and mutual. You liking me because you want to, and me liking you back.
Ellie has almost found the code. We're close enough to...
Close enough doesn't count when it comes to yes. So maybe... Maybe we just take some space until Ellie absolutely, for sure, beyond a shadow of a doubt, has found the code.
Hey! Just wanted to let you crazy kids know that I absolutely, for sure, beyond a shadow of a doubt, found the compelling code.
What?
What?
You didn't hear her shouting?
I'm surprised they can hear anything over the roar of their sexual tension.
It's finally happening. Janine! Janine?
Incredible.
Somebody help that beautiful idiot before she drowns in her soup.
Don't worry. I've got her.
Life with Leo was created by Octavia Bray and is a production of Atypical Artists. This episode was written by Octavia Bray and directed by Shanae Howard, with sound design by Julia Schiffini. It featured Octavia Bray as Janine, Maximilian Koger as Leo, Angelique Francis as Ellie, Jennifer Zhang as Aggie, Philip Jordan as Michael, Caitlin Schneiderhan as Rosemary, with additional voices by Sean Jane, Josh Rubino, Sox Whitmore, and Lauren Chippen. For complete credits, please visit lifewithleo.com. Life with Leo is executive produced by Lauren Chippen. Special thanks to Podfund, Multitude, and Brandon Grugel. Thank you for listening.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.